Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What do you do when everything seemingly puts up a fight against you? When everything seems like a struggle?
Have you ever had that feeling where every time you think you're on the right track or on the right path, here comes something? Here comes temptation. Here comes sin trying to derail you and knock you off the right path.
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight. Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You get home and something unexpected happens. An unexpected letter, an unexpected bill.
I've had days where I've been strong. Days where I feel as though I can mount up with wings like an eagle. Days where I'd pray and feel as though I could touch the gates of heaven. 10 minutes would go by, 20 minutes would go by, and it would still feel as though I'm just getting started. These are the days I feel like a giant slayer. I feel empowered by the Holy Spirit. But then, there are other days. Days where if I try to pray, it feels like I'm next to a brick wall and my words just keep bouncing off and going nowhere.
Have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? It's a fight? You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try and pray, but that too proves to be a fight. You put some worship music on, but you're still fighting. What do you do?
There are days where I feel as though surely God cannot forgive me again. You know the kind of days where you feel weighted down. You feel as though sin has left a stain, a mark on you that can't be removed. Yes, I've been through days where I felt as though God wouldn't want to save someone like me, with all my issues and the sin I struggle with.
I believe that David experienced days like this quite often. He must have. Because if you read Psalm 18, verse 6, the Bible says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I cry for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's a man who's been going through things. David goes on further in Psalm 27, verse 7, and says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me." And the question I always had was, why is David crying to God so much? Why is it that so often in the Psalms, David speaks of crying out to the Lord? But as I grew in maturity, as I grew in understanding, it became clear to me that many of us, like David, will face things beyond our ability to solve. We will face situations that we can do nothing about, except to simply try and endure.
And it's this issue of struggling with sin that I want to talk about. I'm glad that the Bible says in Romans 7 and 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And then Romans 7, verse 18 and 19 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not."
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
"What I want is what I keep on doing." It's astonishing that the Apostle Paul, a servant of the Lord, a man who God performed miracles through, he is opening up about this struggle with sin, the same struggle with sin that I face. He must have had his good days, days when he was strong and could cast out demons in the name of Jesus or lay hands on the sick and heal them. But this very same Paul also had bad days where he felt like he took one step forward and two steps back. But here's the thing. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." You see, though we struggle with sin, we can only overcome in Jesus. Though we fall, we can only get back up with the help of the Lord. Though we may indeed stumble, it is in Jesus that we have steady ground.
If I may be honest for a moment, I've come to the understanding that when I really need God, no one has to tell me to have a prayer life. No one has to sit me down and tell me to read my Bible. When I really need God, I somehow find the strength to wake up early to pray. I somehow find the time to open the Word of God despite my busy schedule. I even find the desire to fast and pray, to wait on the Lord until I receive an answer. But I have to confess, if I'm to be truly objective and honest, my weakness is that once my personal needs are met, that strength that I had to wake up early to pray, it's no longer there. It seems like prayer becomes a struggle. The time that I could find to open the Word of God, that time seems to disappear, and I become even busier. Saints, my problem is consistency. I need to be consistent in prayer whether I need something or not. I need to be consistent in meditating on the Word of God whether I need something or not. And now I'd like to pose this question to you. Are you consistent in your walk with Jesus Christ? Do you fight to prioritize Him every single day? Do you remain faithful in prayer? Do you schedule in time to read the Word of God each and every day? Well, the Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved." This verse challenges me. And the key word in this passage is the word always. I have set the Lord always before me. This says to me that there's a level of consistency. There's a routine that's followed. Oh, how we ought to desire to reach such a level of consistency that we can confidently say, "I have set the Lord always before me. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I need something or not. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I am in pain or not. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I am joyful or in affliction." And so now let's try and expand our understanding of Psalm 16, verse 8. As I read various translations, here's what I found that verse to mean. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Another translation put it this way. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. No matter which way you look at it, this verse talks about consistency. I've set the Lord continually before me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. And so, people of God, I pray that Psalm 16, verse 8 would be the anthem that plays in your heart and your mind always from today. keep your eyes always on Jesus Christ. Set the Lord Jesus Christ continually before you. Fight to be consistent with God, whether or not things are going your way.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.